This is VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
This is Live Bet Sunday on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Scott Satterberg back here with you, Live Bet Sunday here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. It is a 14-7 lead for the San Francisco 49ers here on Sunday Night Football with 4 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Brock Purdy with a rushing touchdown. Purdy has started this game 5 of 9 passing for 63 yards, a touchdown to Jake Tongas, and the interception on the very first pass of the game. But he has already had 2 carries for 14 yards, including a 10-yard touchdown run. Christian McCaffrey, 5 carries for 54 yards to start the game. The Chicago Bears, meanwhile, are now moving the football to midfield. DeAndre Swift just got his first touch of the ball game and ran for 8 yards. Kyle Manunga's got 2 carries for 6 yards. Caleb Williams has started 2 of 6 for 17 yards. 14-7. Is your score right now with under 4 minutes to go here in the first quarter. The 49ers on the live line, 6.5-point favorites, total of 63.5. It's not just football that we have going on here on Sunday. We do have 2 games in the NBA, one tipping off momentarily. In L.A., the Pistons are at the Clippers. Detroit, a 3.5-point road favorite here over the Clippers, total of 224.5. And then the Kings are at the Lakers coming up in about a half an hour or so. Lakers, 12.5-point home favorites, total of 231.5. On the ice, as the NHL back after their Christmas break, we have several games in progress right now. They are in the second intermission. Maple Leafs and Red Wings are knotted at 1. Also in the second intermission, the Penguins, a 7-2 lead over the Chicago Blackhawks. Second period about to get underway. No score between the Flyers and the Kraken. Those are the only games that are in progress right now in the NHL. Speaking of hockey, we have been betting the IIHF World Junior Championships, and we lost a bet earlier here on Sunday. It's tough because these puck lines on these games, you have to shop around, see what book is offering you the lines on these games. But the puck lines are pretty juiced significantly. For instance, I wanted to fade Switzerland playing on the second night of a back-to-back going up against Sweden. And you're not going to play the money line. It's just overwhelming. But the puck line was 3.5 goals and Sweden wins 4-2. The other game that we could have faded a team on the back-to-back and maybe should have, that line was a 5.5-point spread, 5.5-goal spread, and it didn't matter. Finland, an 8-0 victory over Latvia. So the games that are coming up here as this tournament continues, we have some games here on Monday, including Team USA taking on Slovakia, and Canada goes up against Denmark. Canada, the favorite to win the event. That was our bet to win the event, as they have the best roster on paper, and this is their version of the redeem team after failing to medal in last year's tournament. The Chicago Bears have scored a touchdown. Caleb Williams connecting with Luther Burton on a 35-yard touchdown throw. Burton now 2 catches for 45 yards and the touchdown, as we have a 14-14 game between the 49ers and the Chicago Bears. We're still in the first quarter, guys. Total in this game was 51.5. Major FOMO for not just hammering the over here. Live total is at 68.5 between these two teams. 49ers on the live line are 3.5-point favorites. So 14-14 is where we sit, under 3 minutes to go in the first quarter, as Caleb Williams connects on a 35-yard touchdown pass to Luther Burden. He is 4 of 8 for 61 yards and a touchdown. Brock Purdy, 5 of 9 for 63 yards, a touchdown and an interception. McCaffrey, 5 carries for 54 yards. And Burden, now the leading receiver in the game, 2 catches for 45 yards and a touchdown. Brock Purdy also has a rushing touchdown. So we're going to keep an eye on what is going on here on Sunday Night Football as we progress throughout the evening. Let's take a look at what we saw earlier here in the NFL on Week 17 Sunday. It was a blowout in Cincinnati, where the Bengals took care of the Cardinals 37-14. as this offense just continued to shine here late in the season. So maybe a statement being made here for Joe Burrow and the Bengals at the end of the year, fighting and playing hard, 37-14 a win over the Arizona Cardinals. We talked earlier about that Browns win over the Pittsburgh Steelers, 13-6. That now means that the Steelers will take on the Ravens week 18 for the division title and a trip to the playoffs. The early line right now, Ravens a 3-point favorite in Pittsburgh. We still don't have the announcement from the NFL just yet on when that game will be. I would assume, because the NFL is going to play games on Saturday and Sunday, I would assume that that is going to be the Saturday night game, because the Ravens just played here on Saturday night. Either way, the Steelers are going to be at a rest disadvantage. If they play on Sunday, the Steelers are on normal rest and the Ravens have an extra day of rest. If they play on Saturday, the Ravens are on normal rest. The Steelers are on a day short of rest. I would assume that that is the Saturday night game. That's at least what I'm thinking. Saints get their, what, fourth straight win? 34-26 over the Titans. Tyler Shuck, 22 of 27 passing, 333 yards and two touchdowns. And Tyler Shuck right now is putting himself not just in the conversation, but putting himself atop the odds board to be the offensive rookie of the year. Your latest odds: Teteroa McMillan, the wide receiver for the Panthers, minus 105. Tyler Shuck, plus 155. That's up on DraftKings right now. Tyler Shuck is your offensive rookie of the year. That's the bet. Now, the bet should have been made when you could have gotten much longer odds on him, but he has now won four straight games. He has now proven, or maybe not so, but he has shown certainly something to give the Saints some pause to think about whether or not they need to draft a quarterback. Remember, they drafted Tyler Shuck in the second round last season, much to a lot of people's criticisms, right? But maybe they found their guy. Again, four straight wins now for the New Orleans Saints, and all of these wins with a significantly depleted roster. Alvin Kamara is out. The backup running back, Devin Neal, is out. You had games without Chris Olave. You had just a decimated roster here for the New Orleans Saints, yet they have won four straight games and now sit here at 6-10 on the year. Like, there's a chance they beat the Falcons in the final week of the season here, that they won't finish in last place. The Falcons will be in last place. And the Saints won't finish in last place. I know that he didn't start the season as the quarterback, but you just imagine, if he's playing this good, what would those games have looked like earlier in the season if it was Tyler Shuck instead of Spencer Rattler? So, man, that's something to consider. Offensive Rookie of the Year, if I'm voting right now, it is Tyler Shuck. Jaguars beat the Colts 23-17. They cover the late lines. Earlier in the week, they were 6.5-point favorites. Then it got bet down to 5.5. Then it got bet down to 4.5, even 3.5 here on Sunday. And I never understood it. I didn't get all the love for the Indianapolis Colts coming into this game. I love the Jacksonville Jaguars in this spot. I felt that this game probably should have been, you know, even more, they should have blown them out. But Indy played well early on, and then Jacksonville, and also Jacksonville, like, they toyed around. The first drive of the game, Jacksonville marches all the way down the field, and then they do like a reverse and fumble. They tried a trick play and fumbled the football on the 17-yard line. That was their first drive. And then their second drive, they score a touchdown. Then they're down 10-7 at the end. They're down 10-7, and after the Colts scored, they scored a touchdown, right? And or even when they were down 10-0, I should say, after the first quarter, the live bet to be made was on the Jaguars on the money line, because they only had one possession. They got down to the 17-yard line and ran a trick play and fumbled. And what happens? They get the football down 10-0. And they marched 12 plays right down the field, score a touchdown, make it 10-7. They threw an interception as well. They go into the third quarter, down 10-7. They're up 14-7. Credit Indy for coming back and then getting themselves in a position here where it was a tie game, 17-17, but then it was the Jaguars just, you know, flexing a little bit here, showing why they are a 12-4 football team, whereas the Colts aren't, and the Colts make some mistakes. There's an interception. They turn it over on downs. Jaguars pull out the win here, 23-17, the final. And now, do we see Phillip Rivers here in Week 18? Probably not. So, thanks for coming back. And can we just say this? Can I just say this real quick? There was a lot of conversation this week, much like people talk about the contract incentive stuff, which bothers me a lot. But I heard a lot of conversation this week because I was on Phillip Rivers unders. I was on Phillip Rivers under passing yards, winner. Phillip Rivers under longest completion, winner, once again. I mean, they posted it at 31.5. Come on, guys, pathetic. But a lot of people were saying bet over Rivers passing yards because he's only 260 or 270 away from Ben Roethlisberger. And that's, he wants to play so he can get to sixth all time. If Phillip Rivers cared about getting 200 and something yards or 300 and something yards to pass Ben Roethlisberger on the all-time passing list, he wouldn't have been out of football for 5 years. If he cared about the stats, he would have unretired 5 years ago, 4 years ago, 3 years ago, 2 years ago, last year. Oh, all of a sudden now, 5 years later, he cares about passing Ben Roethlisberger for sixth all time, so that's why I should be betting his over? Come on. Some of you out there have to be better. Really, you gotta be better. We'll update you on Sunday Night Football coming up next. I'm Scott Seidenberg. This is Live Bet Sunday here on VSiN.
You're here because you want an edge. That's what separates listeners from winners. But let's be real, mindset alone doesn't get bets home. Pros win because they've got the tools, the data, and the discipline. And now so can you. VSiN Pro gives you access to the same real-time insights the sharps use. No secrets, no fluff, just actionable info that moves markets. Tap the link and see why serious bettors are turning knowledge into profit with VSiN Pro.
This is Live Bet Sunday on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Scott Seidenberg back here with you, Live Bet Sunday on VSiN, the sports betting network, as we head to the second quarter. 49ers have the football at the Bears' 35-yard line. The game is tied at 14 apiece, and this has been all about the 49ers' running ability. And Brock Purdy's also playing, you know, he's the best quarterback in the NFL. Like, statistically, he really is. 7 of 12 now for 106 yards, a touchdown and the interception on the first play. Yes, we have to mention that. But the 49ers have rushed for 110 yards now as a team. 94 rushing yards in the first quarter for the San Francisco 49ers. 94 rushing yards in the first quarter. Christian McCaffrey, 9 carries for 77 yards already. Brock Purdy, 3 carries for 18 yards and that touchdown. Brian Robinson has 1 carry for 15 yards. And I'm starting to realize maybe I shouldn't have bet McCaffrey to go over his receptions. We should have just bet McCaffrey to go over his rushing numbers because he is having a dominant game here. And 9 carries, as I mentioned, for 77 yards. And they are down to the 5 or 4 yard line here. You know what's going to happen is McCaffrey is going to score 2 touchdowns in this game. And we talked about the same game parlay earlier where instead of betting him to score 2 touchdowns at plus 205, that you were better off. There's the first touchdown. Christian McCaffrey gets into the end zone. Minus 250 on the anytime touchdown. That cashes. Now you wait and see if you were going to cash your plus 205 on the 2 touchdowns for Christian McCaffrey. But he is at 10 carries for 82 yards and that touchdown. He's going to score 2 touchdowns tonight. But what I said was you can manipulate the pricing of your bet here. Instead of getting plus 205 on McCaffrey to score the first touchdown of the game, a cute way that you can play it is by betting McCaffrey to have the first touchdown of the game parlayed with McCaffrey to score 2 touchdowns. And that payout on DraftKings, for example, was plus 625. So he was plus 370 to score the first touchdown of the game. He was plus 205 to score two touchdowns of the game. And we have seen this multiple times. The player that scores the first touchdown of the game has an increased likelihood of scoring that second touchdown. McCaffrey's done it before this season. Derrick Henry's done it multiple times, including just yesterday. And when that happens, you know, you can play, you can get your bet. You can cash your plus 370. You can cash your plus 205. Or you can cash a plus 625 and kind of take your first touchdown bet and maximize those odds. If he scores the first touchdown, well, the likelihood of him scoring a second touchdown is pretty darn good. So instead of plus 370 on the first touchdown, you get plus 625. Now, he didn't score the first touchdown, but if I had to wager right now, I think he would pretty – I think it's a pretty good bet that he would score another touchdown here in this game. Right now, it is 21-14. The 49ers lead the Chicago Bears. So Brock Purdy having a great game. Christian McCaffrey having an incredible game. He might go for over 100 here in the first half and win somebody, probably a fantasy football championship. Meanwhile, for the Bears, Caleb Williams, 4 of 8 passing, 61 yards and a touchdown. DeAndre Swift has one carry for 8 yards. And you would hope that, at least for, you know, our bet's sake, that they don't abandon the run here. They've only run the ball 3 times. They've only had a certain amount of plays here. But you can run on this 49ers defense. We have seen that. And by the way, Trench Report rushing mismatch already proving to be the case here with Christian McCaffrey, 10 carries for 82 yards. But this was also a mismatch for the Bears running against the 49ers. So if I'm Chicago, it's only a one possession game. Yes, the 49ers have scored 21 already. Big deal. I'm going to hand the ball off to DeAndre Swift and Kyle Manungai, and I'm going to run it down the 49ers' throats because you will be able to run it down their throats here in this game. Let's continue to we'll keep an eye on this game, but let's continue to take a look at the results that we had earlier here in the NFL Sunday, Week 17, as we just got finished talking about a couple of topics, including Tyler Shuck and his ability to win the Offensive Rookie of the Year after the Saints win their 4th straight game, the Jaguars defeating the Colts, all the conversation about Phillip Rivers trying to track down Ben Roethlisberger was a little bit ridiculous. How about the Tampa Bay Bucs who lose to the Dolphins 20-17? This is a Tampa Bay Bucs team that has one win in their last 9 games. They have one win. It's unbelievable. They beat the Cardinals. Prior to beating the Cardinals, their last win was against the New Orleans Saints. And that was back, when was that? However many weeks ago, October 26th. They have one win since November started. They lose to the Patriots, lose to the Bills, lose to the Rams, beat the Cardinals barely, and then losses to the Saints, Falcons, Panthers, and now Dolphins. I was wrong on this game. So was also 3 members of Circa Survivor who were eliminated with this game. I thought that because you had Tampa playing their first game last week with their full complement of weapons, right? It might have been clunky. Baker might have needed some more time to figure out how it's all going to work with all of these mouths to feed, right? You got Evans, Godwin, Ibuka, Jalen McMillan, Kate Otten, Bucky Irving, Rashad White. Like, how's it all going to work together? Clearly, last week, they couldn't figure it out. This week, they couldn't figure it out again. And Quinn Ewers, and that's a big run. Is that DeAndre Swift or Kyle Manungai? Someone just broke a big, like, 20-yard run here. Kyle Manungai for the Chicago Bears. Anyway, we'll keep an eye on this. I didn't understand watching that game how bad this Tampa Bay Bucs team was playing. And yeah, there's going to be serious conversation about Todd Bowles' future there. You can't collapse as much as they have since the start of the season and not have repercussions. You just can't. I mean, look around. How is this acceptable? At one point earlier in the season, the Tampa Bay Bucs were an overwhelming favorite to win the division, and not just win the division, but to make the postseason separately, right? They were 6-2 after beating the New Orleans Saints. Since their bye week, they have gone 1-7 since their bye week. The one win, as I mentioned, was against the Arizona Cardinals, 20-17. Unbelievable and unacceptable. But guess what? Because this is the NFL, the world of the NFL that we live in, the Bucs will play the Panthers here in Week 18 for a chance to win the division and host a playoff game. Caleb Williams has just thrown a touchdown pass to, was that rookie tight end Colston Loveland, who was my pick, by the way, for Offensive Rookie of the Year. I mean, like, I bet him at 30-1 before the season started. Like, do we have a chance in that market? Probably not. I mean, he's way down the odds list, but, I mean, how fun has Colston Loveland been for the Chicago Bears? But it was a free play. 49ers jumped off sides, and Caleb Williams connects on a deep pass to Colston Loveland, and we are tied at 21. The shootout is on here. 36-yard touchdown pass to Loveland. The shootout is on here in Santa Clara. 21-21 with 12:20 to go here in the fourth quarter. Your live line on this game right now, 49ers minus 3.5. Your live total, 79.5. Boy, this is fun. This is certainly going to be a fun conclusion here to this game. But yes, next week we will have the Tampa Bay Bucs taking on the Carolina Panthers for a chance to not just win the NFC South, but host a playoff game. And you think about how ridiculous that is, but that's the NFL. That's the rules now. You get to host a playoff game as the division winner. Your early line on that game, by the way, it is in Tampa. And again, we don't know when that game is going to be because everything's got to be figured out with the flex scheduling for Week 18. But in Tampa, right now, the early line, Tampa Bay minus 3 for that game. Tampa Bay minus 3 over Carolina. And I'll be honest, have we seen anything from Tampa Bay in the last 2 months that has me wanting to lay a field goal now in this game? And I was wrong. I laid the 5.5 against Miami here, and I was completely wrong. So were three members of Circa Survivors. Speaking of those three members, I'm going to tell you why the best bets you can make for Week 18 will be here at Circa. That's coming up next. Hey, VSiN is live all New Year's Eve and New Year's Day. We have full regular programming both days, starting with VSiN by the books at 7 a.m., rolling through a numbers game, prop points, money moves, follow the money, VSiN primetime, and cashing out deep into the night. So, as you're counting down to 2026, kicking off the new year as well, VSiN will be right there with real-time betting coverage across all of the sports. So spend your New Year's with VSiN, the nonstop home for sports bettors.
Live Bet Sunday on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Scott Satterberg back here with you. This is Live Bet Sunday here on VSiN, the sports betting network. We are tied at 21 here in the second quarter between the 49ers and the Bears. Fun game, back and forth. Neither defense able to stop the other. 49ers did have an edge, and I guess they do have a slight edge here with the stop. At least they had a stop earlier. But the pick six to start the game, the reason why we are at an equal score here of 21-21 yardage-wise, I mean, it really isn't close. 49ers have kind of dominated this game. 15 first downs for the 49ers, just 7 for the Bears. 255 yards of offense for the Niners, 140 here for the Bears. So we'll see who's able to cap off the remainder of their drives here and how high this total is going to get. Live line right now, 49ers minus 2.5. Your live total, 78.5. So we'll see how this one winds up playing out for the remainder of this game. I mentioned a little teaser before we ended the last segment talking about the Circa Survivor contest and how what it has done is make week 18 an interesting proposition for us as sports bettors. Because the remaining contestants in the Circa Survivor contest will be hedging their positions. And Derek and co do a great job here. Derek, Jeff, Mike Palm, everybody, they do a great job of working with these contestants for the lines of credit and all that stuff to help them hedge out of their positions and profit off of their entries, because, you know, their entries are worth over $2 million. So with these contestants hedging their entries in week 18, it's going to affect the pricing of the games here in week 18. Not the spreads. The spreads won't move, but the money line pricing will be affected, which means in week 18, the very best place to bet a money line is going to be here at Circa. And I'm not sure which games it's going to be right now, because we have to wait and see which games these remaining contestants will be on in week 18. But because of the games that they'll be on, they will be hedging out of those games to bet the opponents. You're going to get better money line prices here at Circa because of those hedge situations. So that is something to keep an eye on when you're shopping around in the market. Think about it. Coming into the day today, the implied value of the entries was over $2 million. And then after three were eliminated on the Bucks, two advanced with the Cincinnati Bengals, three advanced with the New England Patriots, and one advanced with the New York Giants. That means that the six remaining entries are worth $3.1 million. When these six contestants will hedge their positions here in week number 18, it will affect the money line pricing. The best money line that you're going to get is going to be here at Circa. So pay attention to that, and you'll see how you want to play your week 18 games. I think it's absolutely fascinating to see. And there are sites out there. Obviously, we can find out who has what teams remaining. But you look at the early lines for week 18. Here's where we are. The Minnesota Vikings, 7-point favorites over the Green Bay Packers, because Green Bay going to rest everybody here with nothing to play for in week 18. The Houston Texans, 10-point favorites over the Indianapolis Colts. Houston still with an outside shot to win the division should the Jaguars lose. I believe that is the case, right? And Indy likely resting everybody. It's probably going to be Riley Leonard at quarterback for them. So you have a 10-point line there. Houston at home against the Indianapolis Colts. And yes, if the Jags lose and they are now 12-5, there is a chance that the Texans can win and be 12-5 and win the division. Speaking of those Jaguars, they are 11-point favorites over the Tennessee Titans. You have the Buffalo Bills, 11.5-point favorites over the New York Jets. And the New England Patriots, 10-point favorites over the Miami Dolphins. So those are your highest spreads here in week 18. Houston, 10 points over the Colts. Patriots, 10 points over the Dolphins. Bills, 11.5 over the Jets. And you have the Jags, 11 points over the Titans. Touchdown spreads, you have Cincinnati, 7.5-point favorites over Cleveland. Minnesota, 7-point favorites over Green Bay. Kansas City, 6-point favorites over Vegas. And then we'll wait and see as some of these other games do populate. But you got Dallas, 5.5 over the Giants. And, yeah, we'll wait and see how the rest of these games populate to see who plays out where. But we're going to have definitely games. You could have actually the Rams right now, one book Circa, the Rams. Yeah, Circa has it open. 13.5-point favorites, Rams over the Cardinals. So that is actually one of your highest line games, but that could be a meaningless game. There could be nothing to play for here in that game. There's only a couple of things to play for here in Week 18. The Patriots, with a win, will clinch the division. If the Patriots lose to the Dolphins and the Bills, well, the Bills are out. I'm sorry, Patriots have already clinched the division. Patriots are playing for the one seed. The Broncos, they are 13-3. They have the tiebreaker over the Patriots right now. If the Broncos lose to the Chargers, right, then the Broncos will fall to 13-4, and a Patriots win would improve them to 14-3. So the Broncos need to win in order to clinch the number one seed. The Jaguars, they're 12-4. They're playing for the division. Texans need a win and a Jaguars loss in order to get the division. Steelers, they'll play the Ravens. The winner is the four seed as the AFC North champion. That's it. And then Bills and Chargers. Right now, Chargers are the sixth seed. Same record as Buffalo, 11-5. That could obviously change if they beat the Broncos or if they lose to the Broncos. If they lose to the Broncos, they'll be 11-6. Bills with a win over the Jets, they would improve to 12-5. The Bills would become the sixth seed. The Chargers would drop down to the seventh seed. In the NFC, depends on what happens here tonight. Both the 49ers and Bears are still alive for the one seed. For the 49ers, it's simple. They have the simplest path. Win tonight, win next week against the Seahawks. 49ers are your one seed in the NFC. If the Bears win tonight, they need the 49ers to beat the Seahawks next week, and the Bears will be the one seed. If the Seahawks beat the 49ers next week, the Seahawks are your one seed in the NFC playoff picture. So that's what's up for grabs there. Philadelphia pretty locked into the three. There is a chance that if they lose, if Philly wins and the Bears lose tonight and lose next week, Philly can get the two seed. The Bears can drop down the three seed as Brock Purdy has just rushed in his second touchdown of the game. Man, if you had Brock Purdy two touchdowns tonight, what a ticket that is. My goodness. And for all of you that want to need Christian McCaffrey to score more points here for your fantasy football championships, man, you were kind of hoping that he handed the football off there. But read option play, great pull here by Brock Purdy. Easy walk-in touchdown here for the 49ers, who will take a 28-21 lead here over the Chicago Bears. Week 18 is going to be fun here in the NFL. It's going to be a lot of fun here in the NFL. Want to remind you guys, ProfitX, the number one sports prediction market, has some of the best future pricing that you're going to find on the college football playoff, national championship, and the Super Bowl odds. And with a huge holiday slate shaping the playoff seating, well, now's the perfect time to get in and take advantage of ProfitX's 20% purchase match. Download ProfitX today and experience the future of winning. Use promo code VSIN to get started. The question that I've been asking, and yes, tonight's game will impact it, with the 49ers defense as presently constituted, can they win the Super Bowl? We know their offense is great. Brock Purdy, I've mentioned it multiple times, statistically playing like the best quarterback in the NFL right now. Some of his numbers, he just doesn't qualify because of the games that he's missed. But with this offense, you saw it last week, you're seeing it now, standalone primetime games. We're going to see it next week in a standalone primetime game, likely against the Seahawks. Can this defense make enough stops to help them win the Super Bowl? We'll talk about it coming up next. I'm Scott Sandenberg. This is Live Bet Sunday here on the Sports Betting Network.
Sunday on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Really wish I had that Brock Purdy 2 touchdown ticket in pocket, but I don't. Brock Purdy has rushed for two scores here in this game. 49ers lead the Bears 28-21. We are at the two-minute warning. Brock Purdy, 11 of 17 passing, 148 yards, a touchdown, and an interception. That interception came on the very first play of the game, where his receiver, Juwan Jennings, and the defender collided. A great play by the defender, actually, jumping the route, but they collided right at the moment the ball was hitting Jennings in the shoulder. It popped up right to a Bears defender who returned it for a touchdown. But Brock Purdy, four carries for 21 yards and two rushing touchdowns. Christian McCaffrey, meanwhile, in the first half, 16 carries for 98 yards and a touchdown. He also has one reception for 14 yards. For the Chicago Bears, Caleb Williams, 6 of 10 passing, 108 yards and two touchdowns. Kyle Manungai, 3 carries for 24 yards. DeAndre Swift, 2 carries for 17 yards. Luther Burden, your leading receiver, 2 catches for 45 yards and a touchdown. Colston Loveland, the 136-yard touchdown reception. So, hope the Bears don't abandon the run, because I am invested in some Swift and Manungai here, so I hope they don't abandon the run. It is 28-21. Bears do have the football, though, here, and they do get the first possession of the third quarter. I asked the question last segment. Can the 49ers win the Super Bowl with this defense? And this defense has been decimated. It has. Nick Bosa, done. Fred Warner, done. Although there are some reports that Fred Warner could be back for the NFC Championship game, which would be massive. Can this defense win a Super Bowl? I'll counter it by asking the question, what do you need to win the Super Bowl? Do you need an elite defense, or do you need a quarterback at the top of his game? You see, that's the real question. What do you need to win the Super Bowl? I mean, we've talked about it a lot. A lot of people have mentioned it. It's the old adage, right? Defense wins championships. And not really the case. It comes down to the quarterback. It comes down to your offense. You go look at the, you know, quarterback ratings and look at the offenses that have won the Super Bowl. That's what matters. It's not, can your defense win you a Super Bowl? It's, can your quarterback win you a Super Bowl? And the answer right now for the San Francisco 49ers is absolutely yes. Brock Purdy ranks number one in the NFL in EPA per dropback. Yes, he's only had, this is his eighth start, so yes, he's had limited games. But in the games that he has played, he is number one in EPA per dropback. He is number one in success percentage. He is number one in QBR. Statistically, Purdy has played as the best quarterback in the NFL. You talk about what you need to win the Super Bowl, and I get it. The 49ers, yes, their defense has, they gave up 21 points here in the first half to the Chicago Bears. Last week, gave up a ton of points and a ton of yardage against the Indianapolis Colts and Phillip Rivers. It gave up 24 points to the Tennessee Titans when that offense has been non-existent for the most part, for the majority of this season. But if you're looking around at the teams that will be featured in the postseason and you're trying to figure out who do I want to invest in to win the Super Bowl, we can talk about how some of these offensive and defensive lines have played. We can talk about how good some of these defenses have been. But the conversation starts and ends with the quarterback position. So you look at the AFC first. Bo Nix. I know the kid's a winner. I love him. But he would not be on the top of your list of quarterbacks that you trust in the playoffs. Drake May. Incredible season. Let's see when it matters the most against the best teams in the NFL. Because the truth of the matter is, the Patriots have had one of the more easier schedules in the NFL this year. I don't want to take anything away from the kid, but the opponents that he has played, yeah, it's kind of makes sense why they've been so good and why they have produced so well. Because again, look at their opponents that they have played this year. The Jaguars, do we trust Trevor Lawrence? He's had a really nice season under Liam Cohen. But is he a guy that I trust game on the line. It depends. If they're home, who knows? Steelers, Aaron Rodgers. Guy couldn't even get it done against the Browns here. C.J. Stroud and the Texans. The Texans are a team where it's like, yeah, their defense can get it done. And their offense at times has shown flashes. But I can't trust C.J. Stroud right now. Justin Herbert, not behind that offensive line. The only quarterback really in the AFC that you trust to win the big game is Josh Allen. And yeah, didn't get the two-point conversion here against the Philadelphia Eagles. But to march down the field and to engineer that scoring drive against the Eagles at the end of the game, I mean, he just proves it week in and week out. He's the guy that you trust. And then Lamar Jackson, should the Ravens beat the Steelers and get into the postseason, we don't even need to have that conversation because he has disappeared in every big game. And then in the NFC, Sam Darnold, all right, we have seen this play out before. We are literally about to witness the same situation that happened last year with Sam Darnold and the Vikings. Playing in week 18 for the number one seed in the division championship. And he had an awful performance against the Lions and then an awful performance in the playoffs. Will he choke again next week and then once they get into the playoffs? Caleb Williams? No, thank you. Jalen Hurts? We've seen him. He's been there. He's done it. Maybe. Okay. Bryce Young? No. Baker? No. Jordan Love? No. Matthew Stafford? Yes. We've seen him do it. And Brock Purdy? The answer is yes. Again, he has played like the best quarterback in the NFL this year statistically. And the 49ers are a much different team with him playing than when he's not playing. There's only a handful of quarterbacks you trust to win the Super Bowl. It's Brock Purdy, and he is in this conversation. He absolutely is. It's Brock Purdy, Matthew Stafford, and Jalen Hurts in the NFC, and it's Josh Allen in the AFC, and that's it. I wouldn't bet on anybody beyond those four teams. So you find me the team that has the longest odds out of those four teams, that's the team I want to be a part of to win the Super Bowl. And right now, that team is the San Francisco 49ers, who, oh, by the way, will just happen to be playing the game in their home field. So you could have gotten 13-1 last week. What are they, 11-1, 10-1 now? That's a team I'd like to be a part of for the Super Bowl moving forward. Want to remind you guys that you can start the year off as a better with a VSiN Pro subscription. This is the final week to save 50% off the regular monthly price with our holiday special. So you sign up now, you're going to get VSiN Pro access through May 1st for just $79. That includes daily best bets, the real-time betting splits from DraftKings and Circa, AI-powered prop tools, and 24/7 video on the VSiN Watch app, covering everything from the college football playoffs to the NFL playoffs, March Madness, the Masters even, and you're going to get the college football betting guide right now, the college football playoff betting guide, because we have the quarterfinals this week. We got complete brackets there, Steve McAnan's power ratings, the bowl bets for the remainder of bowl season, so you can start your new year with an edge. Go to vsin.com/subscribe. That's vsin.com/subscribe right now. We got under a minute to go here in the first half. The 49ers do have the football deep in their own territory, and we'll see if they're able to engineer a couple of first downs to even put themselves in the conversation about, you know, to think or to talk about maybe getting a field goal here at the end of the first half, or if they just want to play this out and punt it away. The Bears do get the football to start the third quarter. So right now, 49ers lead 28-21, 52 seconds remaining here in the first half. Your live line on this game, which closed, by the way, late money in on the 49ers, pushing this spread to -4.5 with a total of 51.5. 49ers right now on the live line, -6.5 with a live total of 75.5 for this Sunday night football game. Both of these teams still alive for the number one seed in the NFC. With a Bears win, they will need the Seahawks to beat the 49ers. They will need the 49ers to beat the Seahawks next week, and they need to win as well. If the 49ers win tonight, they are in control. All they got to do is beat the Seahawks next week, and the 49ers, that flight home from Indy on Monday night, last time they get on a plane for this season, because home tonight, home next week, And then if they win tonight and next week, home field advantage in the playoffs, including the Super Bowl in their home stadium. Hey, stay tuned. Coming up next, it's Cashing Out with Dustin Sweetelson. And then tomorrow, you can wake up with VSiN by the books at 7 a.m. Eastern time, followed by a numbers game with Gil Alexander, where plenty of conversation will be had on the look-ahead lines to Week 18 in the NFL. I'm Scott Seidenberg, always on Twitter, at ScottsOnAir. This is Live Bet Sunday here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.